Kian Lam Co grew up in Singapore. In the 1970s, he came to the United States to study software engineering. His blog, Red Cook, grew out of his homesickness for the authentic Chinese food of his family. Well, software design fell away as those blog posts morphed into his first book, Phoenix Claws and Jade Trees. He goes against the tide by building the book around how his Chinese dishes are cooked. Yes, he talks stir fries, but then takes us into methods we rarely try. Our contributor, Melissa Clark, got into these when she talked with Kian in New York.
Hi, Kian, welcome.
Thank you.
Kian, I love your book, and I love the way it's organized. You organize it by cooking method rather than by ingredient. What made you decide to organize your book that way?
Well, the reason I decided to do that is because I really feel Chinese food has been misunderstood. And so I feel that organizing it by techniques will give people a full broad range of idea of exactly what kind of cooking methods and how to utilize the different heat sources to actually prepare Chinese food. And, you know, most of these techniques, even though they have sort of closely related to a Western technique, but they're really quite different.
I think most Americans know technique as stir-frying. They think Chinese food, and that's what they think. But I know that in your book you have some critiques about the way we've been doing our stir-fries.
Well, it's not really a critique, but just an explanation of how, you know, the Chinese actually have variations of stir-frying, and one of them is dry stir-fry, which really means that you only add a little bit of the sauces, and the end result is the sauce just coats the ingredients, and there's no gravy with it. That's moist stir-fry, on the other hand, is that you add extra stock or extra liquid, and in the end, you actually have a sauce, a gravy, that is accompanying the final dish. Now, that there's a third technique that's called simple stir-fry, and that one very often is reserved for leafy vegetables. In a leafy vegetables stir-fry, when you cook them, they bleed a lot of liquid, and you don't want to add additional protein or additional ingredients, because then it will be just sitting in a pool of liquid that's basically tasteless. So often when we do the other kind of stir fry, we don't use leafy vegetables.
So leafy vegetable stir fry is its own special category.
Correct.
Now, what about red cooking? You've named your website after red cooking, and I know that's very important. It's an iconic style of cooking. Tell me about that.
Right. Red cooking is the most common braising technique that is used in Chinese cooking. In fact, you know, when I was growing up, we eat red cooked pork every other week. And it's like, there's just so many different kinds of red cooking. You can red cook lamb, you can red cook chicken, fish, beef. It's just endless varieties. And, you know, it's actually a very simple technique. The basic ingredients are three, which is sugar, soy sauce, and wine. And then, of course, you add in aromatics and you add in a little bit extra spices depending on the ingredients that you're cooking with. So it's a very flexible and it's very simple technique. So we basically red cook everything.
Because it's so good.
It is so good.
Now, what about browning? I know that, I think that you say in the book that you do brown sometimes, but not always with braising. And in the U.S., we think of a braise as a very traditional French
Correct.
Dish where you brown it first and then add liquid, but it's different.
Right. That is very different in Chinese technique. Almost all of the braising and stewing type of dishes in Chinese cooking, we parboil the protein instead of browning the protein. We parboil in plain water, and we scoop off all the scum or residue that floats on to the top. And very often we discard the parboiling liquid before we even start braising it. So, you know, the result is that you end up with this braise that has a beautiful, clean, velvety sauce with no impurities in it, with no scum, anything. So that's the reason why we actually parboil our protein.
What about steam braising? That's yet another type of Chinese braising that you write about.
Right, right. Steam braising is actually a very interesting technique, because what you do is you actually put all the ingredients into a covered clay pot and then put the clay pot in a much larger pot that has a little bit of water at the bottom and start steaming it. And you just keep steaming it for hours. And basically, you're braising the meat at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's a constant boiling temperature. And the end result is just amazing, because it really infuse the flavor and at the same time also tenderize the meat. Now, one of the advantages of this technique also is that if you include herbal medicine, for example, you know, like the pseudo ginseng or sometimes goji berries and, you know, all the common herbal ingredients, as you very slowly steam the braise itself, the compound from those herbal ingredients actually slowly infuse into the stock.
So it's a combination of traditional Chinese medicine and traditional Chinese cooking, and then that dish is served to someone as a curative.
That's
as well
correct.
As,
yes.
That's fascinating.
Yes.
What about smoking?
The traditional way of smoking is to actually allow the smoke coming out from a wood-burning stove through an exhaust at the back of the stove, and you put a meat right behind it. But obviously nowadays we don't have that kind of a stove anymore. But it's possible to actually smoke now in a wok. You can actually line the wok with some foil and throw in some tea, some camphor wood, sometimes even orange peel, you know, dried tangerine peels and so on, fruits, and just let it smoke. And then you can actually smoke fish, you can smoke duck, you can smoke chicken. There's all kind of different ways of smoking. And it's a very interesting way of infusing flavors into the meat.
And this is like a hot smoking. So you're cooking it at the same time that you're infusing the smoke flavor into it.
That is correct. The Chinese smoking technique is a hot smoking. So you are basically cooking the meat as you smoke.
Kian, it's been so great to talk to you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Kian Lamco is author of the award-winning Phoenix Claws and Jade Trees. Melissa Clark's new book is Dinner, Changing the Game. Now, Kian left us with a classic Chinese slow-cooked recipe, red-cooked pork, which is so good. You can find it at splendidtable.org.